We have a fabulous evening ahead of us. I know I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to do our opening prayer, and then Pastor Carlene is going to come up here and join me. I'm Pastor Christina, by the way, and we're going to do the Advent reading for you guys. Most gracious and wonderful Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the opportunity to be gathered here in your presence to worship you in the name of your Son. It's an honor. It's a joy. We know that just over 2,000 years ago, a baby was born. Your Son, our Savior. That miracle blows my mind every single day. Father God, I ask that you enter into this space of worship with us and use whatever tools necessary, whether we are worshiping through the word or worshiping through song, worshiping through offering. I just ask that you come in here and help us blow some minds. Thank you, God, for being so good and for being here with us. In your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name, amen.
This is the fourth week of Advent, and every week has a different focus. This week, the focus is on love. The first week of Advent was on hope, and then peace, and last week was joy when we lit the rose-colored candle. This week, our focus is on love. In John 1:14, it says, "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son."
John 3:16 through 17 says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him."
This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. 1 John 4:10. May God bless the reading of his word. We are in for a real treat tonight because we have special guests here with us who are going to bring us holiday Christmas music and the word of our Savior's birth. So I'm so glad to have you all with us, and I'm so looking forward to having Dan and Georgine Rice and Danny on the sax bringing us our Christmas special service.
"Be done unto me according to your word." He involved the angels to announce publicly the birth of Jesus. And we read about that in Luke chapter 2 at verse 8. "That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby." Nearby what? Nearby the little town of Bethlehem, where Mary and Joseph had traveled all the way from Nazareth. It's a 3 or 4 day journey. It's a long ways to be riding a donkey when you're with child. So when they got to Bethlehem, there was no room for them at the inn. You remember this story. And so they were put in a stable. And the only place to put the little baby was in the manger, the feeding trough. He didn't have a crib or a bed or anything. He had a feeding trough. So that night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Hey, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. There was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
I wonder if we might just take a moment and worship him, the incarnate Son of God, fully man, fully God, who stepped down into time out of eternity for the sake of our salvation. What an awe-inspiring event that was. The beginning of an era in which grace was going to be introduced. Could we just take a moment and worship him? Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. We bless your name. We thank you for the humble circumstances in which you chose to come so that all of us are welcome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name and we give you glory. We worship you, Lord of glory and King of kings. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. We give you glory. You can be seated. It was such a holy night, the evening that Jesus was born, and yet most of the world was completely unaware of the events that were unfolding on a hillside in a small town of Bethlehem, surrounded by a group of nobodies from nowhere, shepherds who were not considered an important part of the community. They lived out in the field with their sheep, and yet it was to them that God chose to reveal what was unfolding on that hill in Bethlehem on that day. Certainly, kings came later, but on that night, it was to these lowly shepherds that the Son of God was first revealed, and they could do little else but go and tell everyone what they had seen and heard. The angels, the baby in the manger, the Messiah had come. I think sometimes because Christmas has become so familiar to us, there are traditions that we engage in that are beautiful traditions, but they sometimes distract us from what we truly are celebrating at Christmas, the coming of a Savior, the dawn of redeeming grace. If Christ had not come, there would not have been a perfect life that was sacrificed on a cross in order that you and I might be reconciled to God. We would not have experienced the love and grace that he has lavished on us when we come to him and cry out, "Abba, Father." It was a holy night. And I hope all of us will be intentional in our celebration to make him, to keep him at the center of this wonderful celebration of his coming and the days that followed the dawn of redeeming grace.
Thanks. Thanks for saying that. You can say that all you want tonight. Praise the Lord. Anything, you can say it out loud. Some of the churches we go to, they never say anything. They never, the looks on their faces, you think, ooh, we should just sit down. And then they come up afterwards, that was so wonderful. So, you know, let your face know how you're feeling tonight. And then you can let your voice know how you're feeling tonight. You can clap your hands if you want to, because we're all doing this together. We're making an offering together. When we turn Danny loose, it's not so that he can show off. It's so that he can make an offering with the gifts that God has given him to the Lord. We all do that together. So you can smile tonight. You can say amen. If you like something, you can say amen. If you want to worship with us, you can sing the songs with us. I think you're going to know this next one. You've been singing this a long time, I think. This is, you know this song, Silent Night. Do you know this?
I'm so grateful for the dawn of redeeming grace. He didn't just feel sorry for us, but he made provision for us to be reconciled to God. And I'm so grateful that he came in such humble circumstances that all of us are welcome. Doesn't matter what our station in life is, what our background, he welcomes us into his presence and to receive him. I am so grateful for that silent night that culminated in the cross and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. And some people think of Jesus as the premier DIY instructor. You know what DIY is, don't you? Tell me. Yes. They think if they just add a little of Jesus and his teachings to their lives, they can be a little bit better self. Because that's what DIY instructors do. They show you how to get just a little bit better situation. But that's not what Jesus came for. In the verse we read, it said that Jesus, if we needed a DIY instructor, God would have sent that. But what our need was salvation, redemption. So he sent a Savior, and that's what the angels announced to the shepherds. They said, this day in the city of David is born to you a Savior, but they said, which is Christ the Lord. We needed somebody to be our boss. That's what Lord means in contemporary language. Boss, Lord means boss. And some people haven't got that idea. They just think if they can just add a little bit of this and that that Jesus said, and they like this verse and they don't like that verse and some of the other things, then they can be a little bit better selves. But Jesus didn't come to make us a little bit better. He came to make us new creatures. And when we turn our lives over to him, That's what he does. He starts sometimes slow with us. If you're hard-headed and you don't get it like me, he works with you and brings you along. But he wants to create a whole new creature, you. It's not just a better you than what you've got now. It's a whole new you that he came to create. And that's what he does as the Lord of our lives when we turn our lives over to him. I think Pastor Carlene is going to come now and help us.
Oh, this has been a wonderful evening so far, you guys. Thank you so much. What we're going to do now is continue in our mode of worship by bringing our offerings to God. And a little while ago, you talked about the offerings that all of us have to bring. And we're hearing Dan on the keys and Georgine with her beautiful instrument of a voice and Danny with his saxophone. And they're bringing their offerings, what God has gifted them with, what he has given them. And they're bringing that to God. They're bringing what he has given us. As we read earlier, this is real love, not that we loved God first, but that he loved us. And he sent his son as our savior. And so giving of our offerings is a form of worship. And in a few minutes when we sing this next song, we're going to be passing some bags. And if you feel so led to give financially, do that. God blesses it and multiplies it. The other thing that we want to remember is that God loves our prayers too. Our prayers are a form of offering. And this year at New Vision, we focused on prayer to the point that most anyone who attends regularly has one of these, has a rock that says pray on it. And we carry these with us, and we take pictures of ourselves and wherever we are that we're reminded to pray, that relationship and connection with our Savior, our Father, our Comforter, is something that God cherishes. And it's part of the offering that we give. So if you could take your programs, and if you don't have a program, go ahead and slip your hand up and someone will bring one. Inside of the program is what we call a connection card. And if you can put your name on the front, if you're just visiting with us tonight, just put down however much you want to share. But your name on the front, and certainly if you have updated information, a new phone number or a new address, we want to hear that. But more importantly, flip it over, because you'll find a blue box for prayer requests. We take prayer very seriously here. And if you have a request and you share it with us, we pray for it. We have an intercessory prayer group that meets every Sunday evening, and we pray through these requests, and we pray through ones that we've received from weeks past. Now, if you would prefer that I be the only one to know about this prayer request, there's a box that you can check that says confidential. But I want to encourage us to give of our finances during this offering time, but also to give our prayers to God during this time. On the other side, there's a place for next steps. If you feel moved by God tonight to take some new steps in your relationship with him, I'd encourage you to write those down, and then other ways to be involved. But the most important thing right now as we're giving our offering is to give back to him what he has blessed us with, which in many ways we do that through giving financially, because, you know, a lot of times that sometimes becomes our treasure, the thing that we think of as our security. And we need to be reminded that our treasure is in heaven and that we trust God with that. So we bring our first fruits and our offering of our finances, but also let's give our prayers and our hearts. Will you pray with me now? Lord Jesus, I just want to bless you tonight. Bring glory to your name. You are our Savior. You go beyond just being our Savior, though, Lord. You become our Lord. When we do more than just pick and choose what parts of you we want to fit into our lives, and rather we give our entire lives to you to guide and direct and infill. And so, God, I just pray on behalf of this family here tonight that you will take our hearts, that you will take our prayers, that you will take our offerings, Lord God, and that they will be a blessing to you. And God, as you so often do, and as you promise, you will multiply those things, and they will rain down on us as more and more blessings. You're wonderful that way, God. We just love you and praise you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
I think you're going to recognize this song, too. I'm going to let Danny play on the front of this, and then Georgine will come in and help us get the chorus. The chorus is where we want you to sing. You can listen to her sing the verses and then sing with us on the chorus when it comes around. So let's try it together, shall we? One sec.
And tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Let's sing it together again. Go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Oh, go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and they trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Let's sing it together. Go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in the lowly manger,
the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Let us all go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. We ought to all go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We're done, Pastor.
But thank you so much. Let's give him another hand. That was just beautiful. So you get both pastors up here as we close out the service. Here we have, I don't know how many back there right now, maybe 10, 8 to 10 for this week. And so if you're still putting your boxes together, there's brochures on the back table. These are welcome boxes for foster kids when they come into the DHS office. And they're going through the processing, gives them some toys and things to do to keep busy. The other thing is a reverse Advent calendar. So it started December 1st to put food into a box, add food every day for the 24 days. If you haven't done that yet, you can still just take this to the store as your grocery shopping list. And then you get to deliver that to the food pantry or give it to the Gleaners Association. And finally, the thinking outside the box has to do with mission trips for 2020. If God lays it on your heart, and I would encourage you to pray, does he want you to go on a mission trip next year? These are in your program. There are 5 opportunities for different mission trips through Mission Catalyst. And the one we usually have quite a few people going on is the Dominican Republic. Are you going there again? So Gail's going to the Dominican Republic again. Might be fun to have a few more people, a few new faces. So anyway, that is there too. Before Christina comes up and dismisses us, I want to let you all know that we have a Christmas Eve service this coming Tuesday night, which is Christmas Eve at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be joining West Valley for their service. And some of West Valley folks are here tonight with us, and we really appreciate that. So God bless you and Merry Christmas. And even though this was my slip of paper last week, I really mean it. God loves you, and so do I.
Awesome. I don't know about you guys, but I've only been able to do these little boxes for two weeks because typically I am up with the kids. And I think it's awesome. I mean, I just think it's fun that we've been able to reach out to people around us in a different way, in a way that's not just pushing past to continue on with our day. I think that's pretty awesome. I want to give a big thank you to Dan and Georgine and Danny. Yes, that was awesome. That was definitely the way to start Christmas week, for sure. And I'm not gonna lie, I want to say a special thank you to Danny. I love the saxophone so much. I was sad when I heard that Donna wasn't going to be here, and then I saw the word saxophone, and I got excited.
We'll tell Donna that.
I'm sorry. I just have always loved the saxophone. It's one of my favorite instruments to hear. It's just, I don't know, there's something soulful and wonderful about it. So thank you, Danny. after you have been dismissed from here, just know in the back there are some goodies. There's coffee. You can have another cup. There's tea. There's cocoa. There's hot cider. I want you guys to fellowship together, talk, love each other, get to know someone. If you haven't met someone who's in the room, that's what that time is for. After that, if you have the time to stick around and help us put the room back together for West Valley for their service tomorrow morning, we do greatly appreciate the help. If you need help figuring out what to do, ask Greta. She has a list of things that need to be done. I want to wish you guys all a very, very Merry Christmas. We all know that the entire reason that we get to have this holiday where we spend extra time with our family is because of the birth of our Savior. And that's pretty awesome. So I want you guys to have a Merry Christmas. I will pray, and then y'all are dismissed. Father God, I'd love to say that I bless you right now. It feels so silly to say that for me, because I feel like saying that I bless you is like trying to fight off a forest fire with the dew from a flower. Because I know that whatever I say to bless you is inconsequential compared to how many blessings that you give me on a daily basis. God, we are so thankful for your presence. We are so thankful for the gift of your Son, our Savior. We are so thankful for the chance to spend eternity in heaven with you. Father God, as we head into this week, into this hectic Christmas week, I pray that we're able to get that last minute shopping done carefully and without injury. I pray for patience. I pray for peace. I pray for love. I pray that we love those that we come in contact with, even when they're frustrating. Father God, most of all, I pray that we remember the sacrifice that was made on our behalf so that we would even be able to enjoy Christmas. Thank you, God. Thank you. In your most precious Son, Jesus Christ's name, amen.